בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילה שכה. How long should I spend in his boitadus? Should I do it every day? Again, it's a personal relationship. Sometimes you need to talk 2 hours with a spouse or with a very good friend, depending on the circumstances. Sometimes quicker. When we talk to Hashem, it should be based on our belief of who we're talking to. If we were privileged to have an audience with the most powerful man in the world, we would probably be quite happy the more time that we would have in that audience. If they said, listen, you've got 2 hours here set up for you, after 3 minutes, would we say, hey buddy, I've kind of had enough. I'm going back home now. This is now the most powerful man in the world. He can do anything for you. He can give you anything. Not only that, he's very fond of you. He wants to give you anything, but he needs you to tell him. Of course, Hashem knows, but he wants us to talk to him. He wants us to tell him. He wants us to build a personal relationship with him. So the more we believe that Hashem exists, and the more we believe and internalize that he's listening to everything we say, the more we believe that he can help us, the more we believe that he wants to help us, the more we will take our hisboidedus with him seriously, the more we will talk to him. How long should you talk to Hashem for? Every day? How often? There's no one-size-fits-all answer for that. It depends on your personal relationship with Hashem. But one thing is true. The more we focus on building our emunah, on the reality of Hashem's existence, that he's right beside us wherever we go, the more we will internalize the importance of wanting to speak to him. There are no particular rules in terms of where to speak to Hashem, when to speak to Hashem, how often to speak to Hashem. It's a personal relationship. But again, the more we build our emunah, the more we will want to build that personal relationship. And again, if we are struggling in our emunah or in our want to talk to Hashem, how do we solve that? The answer always, number one, is talk to Hashem about that. Because any situation we're going through, somebody's having some difficulty. They really don't know how to find a marriage partner. Now, we have a mitzvah of hishtadlus, which means maybe call the shadchan. How many shadchanim should you call? 1, 2, 10, 20? What if they forget to call you back? Should you send them a reminder? Should you wait another day till they get back to you? How much hishtadlus do we have to put? A discussion for another time. Also, what if the shadchan sets us up with somebody? We date somebody, but initially things seem very rosy and we get married. But down the line, who is able to get to know somebody so well? Even if you date somebody for a year or longer, it's very possible that we don't get to know somebody sufficiently well based on the advice we were given to date them or based on our own understanding and intuition. We can make mistakes, and this applies to every area of our lives. But there's one thing that is unmistakable. When we talk to Hashem, we are talking to the source of everything. So we can and should talk to him and take it seriously and ask him, help me out. I don't know what to do. And then once one's done that sincerely, one can make efforts in whatever areas one sees appropriate. But the first thing, the more one believes it, the more one will do this, is talk to Hashem.